Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your instruction, your enlightening, and your motivating today. Thank you, Lord, for a very practical understanding here in this portion of scriptures that we need to stay, be the lights in the world, irrespective of the sin out there. But when sin or darkness comes into our house or into our fellowship of believers, we must address it and deal with it for the benefit of the fragrance of Christ and also for the benefit of that person, Lord, that they see the error, turn from the error, and get closer into your wonderful love and your wonderful plan for them. Your will be done, Lord, in all this, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you give the leading, Lord. You started a wonderful work in our lives and you just lead us on to be lights, both in the world and in our church, and encouraging our brothers and sisters to arise and shine, for their light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 5, verse 9 to 11. I wrote you in my previous letter asking you not to associate with those who practice sexual immorality. Yet, in no way was I referring to avoid contact with unbelievers who are immoral or greedy or swindlers, or those who worship other gods, for that would mean you'd have to isolate yourself from the world entirely. But now I'm writing to you so that you would exclude from your fellowship anyone who calls himself a fellow believer and practices sexual immorality, or is consumed with greed, or is an idolater, or is verbally abusive, or a drunkard, or a swindler. Don't mingle with them or even have a meal with someone like that.
Hallelujah. So here's the example. You know, we were at once deceived and caught up with the devil's lies, and therefore we were bad fragrance. And now we have turned to the living God, been washed and justified by the wonderful truth of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, bringing us into God's love plan for us in Christ Jesus. And so, as it says here, that must continue. We know the lies and we were there, and yes, it turns our heart now. We don't like it. But to help those who are out there, we've got to just consistently just put on the light and shine and overcome evil with good. But what is pointing out here is that we've got brothers and sisters that also come in, and the wonderful Passover lamb has paid the price for them and has made available the beautiful kingdom. And so they need to wake up as well. And so Matthew 18:15 talks about these. When a brother or sister is offensive and the darkness, this bad odor, this fragrance is coming forth, it says we must speak to them so as to win them. So you wanting to just speak to them in a way and saying, you know, you are more than that. God has given you all sufficiency. Leave that nonsense, whether it's grumbling about people or it's still offensive about your parents or other people. Whatever it is, you dress them in a way to encourage them. You don't want that. It's not nice hearing it. It's not nice seeing it in a believer. Turn away from that. Look to the Lord and get the answers that are necessary so God can love you and he can bring that love out there to the hurting as well in the world. Let them see there's a better way. And then also in the circle of believers, you've got something to encourage them, because you've seen now, you've been enlightened, you can encourage them with the same wonderful light that you've got now. So you're ministry grows. Don't stay in the baby things. Just always go on. And then it goes on. If he doesn't want to listen, then two witnesses. If not, let him be separated from. Let the church know and they will issue discipline. And all this is like simply when we went with our parents in their home when we were small. When we didn't abide within the right boundaries, there were consequences. So this is the same thing happening here. But the whole issue is so that everyone starts waking up, everyone starts looking to the Lord. Sin is stupid. You don't want sin. You don't want to miss the mark. You want to hit the mark. And God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has made all provision for us to hit the mark and stay in the beautiful love and be the beautiful fragrance. So there's nothing lacking in this new and this better covenant. Keep looking to the Lord for answers, for light, and then you are busy with the beautiful of the inner person and with the beautiful, wonderful truth of righteousness by faith, as we shared yesterday, where because of the perfect work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are now innocent. Sin has been dealt with. And holiness, being separated unto the Lord, is our portion. So we wanting to grow daily. We want to be enlightened daily. We want to walk on this path, go forward and not go backwards on a daily basis. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the path of the righteous is as the sun that rises, gets brighter and brighter unto full day. Be blessed, because you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.